Thanks, Ashley. The pilot loaded a course into the computer, a patrol circuit along the length of the grey cloud section, staying at 8,000 metres. Thermals shooting up off the rocky slopes rocked the wings in agitated rhythms as the space plane flew overhead. Jay thought it was a lightning bolt. Blackness sudden and silently turned to bright scarlet. She sucked in a breath. It must have been frightfully close, but there was no thunderclap, not at first. The redness faded away. She risked opening her eyes. Everything seemed normal, except it was a lot lighter than it had been before, as if the sun was finally rising behind her back. Then the noise started, a dry roar which built and built. She heard some of the children start to whimper. The ground began to tremble, the gully wall vibrating her back, and the brightness behind her kept growing. A sheet of white light sprang across the top of the gully, throwing the floor into deep shadow. It began to tilt downwards, turning the opposite bank unbearably bright. Jay could just hear the lady beside her shouting what sounded like a prayer at the top of her voice. She closed her eyes again, little squeaks of fear escaping from her throat. Lady Macbeth was passing over Amerisk's western coast, 100 kilometres north of Durringham, when Razor detonated the nuke. The sensors caught its initial flash, a concussion of photons turning the grey clouds momentarily translucent. "Jesus Christ!" Joshua gasped. He datavised the flight computer for a secure communication channel to the space plane. "Ashley, did you see that?"
"I saw it, Joshua. The space plane sensors registered an EMP pulse equivalent to about a kiloton blast."
"Are your electronics okay?"
"Yes, a couple of processor dropouts, but the backups are online."
"It's them, it has to be."
"Joshua," Sarah called, "look at the cloud."
He accessed the sensor image again. A 400-meter circle of the cloud looked as if it was on fire below the surface. As he watched, it rose up into a lofty, iridescent fluoron. The tip burst open. A ragged beam of rose-gold light shone through. Lady Mac's flight computer datavised a priority signal from one of the communication satellites direct into Joshua's neural mnemonics.
"Joshua?" Kelly called. "This is Razor's team calling Lady Mac. Joshua, are you up there?"
Tactical graphics immediately overlaid the optical sensor image, pinpointing her communications block to within 15 centimeters.
"Close to the blast point. Very close."
"I'm here, Kelly."
"Oh, Christ, Joshua, help us. Now!"
"Space plane's on its way. What's your situation? Have you got the children?"
"Yes, damn it. They're with us, all of them.
But we've been chased to hell and back by the fucking Knights of the Round Table. You've got to get us out of here."
Vast strips of rank grey cloud were peeling back from the centre of the blast. Joshua could see down onto the savannah. It was a poor angle, but a vivid amber fireball was ascending from the centre of a calcinated wasteland.
"Go," Joshua datavised to Ashley.
"Go, go, go!"
Razor stood on top of the gully, bracing himself against the baked wind, driving out from the blast. A mushroom cloud was roiling upwards from the cemetery of the homestead, alive with gruesome internal energy surges. It had gouged a wide crater, uneven curving sides, spouting runnels of capricious magma. He brought a series of filter programs online and scanned the savannah. A firestorm was raging for 2 kilometres around the crater. Pixels from the section of ground where the marching pikemen had been were amplified. He studied the resulting matrix of square lenses. There were no remnants, not even pyres. None of them had survived. He tracked back. Knights and horses had been hurled indiscriminately across the smouldering grass 2.5 kilometres away. Encased in that metal armour, human bodies should have first been triturated by the blast wave, then fried by the infrared radiation. He watched one silver figure struggle to its knees, then use a broadsword shoved into the ground to clamber to its feet. Ye gods, what will kill them? A horse kicked its legs and rolled over, surging upwards. It trotted obediently over to its fallen rider. Slowly but surely the entire band was remounting. Razor jumped back into the gully. Children were being packed back into the hovercraft.